Everybody, and welcome to the 381st episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching yet another two episodes of Power Rangers Mystic Force. First up, we're going to finish the two-parter we started last episode with Stranger Within Part 2, and then what I'm guessing is going to be a Xander-focused episode in Petrified Xander, or Xanda, as he says it. In any event, we're going to get started with our first episode right now in 3, 2, 1, go. Stranger Within Part 2 was the ninth episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on April 17th, 2006, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Mark Beasley, which means we have another multi-part episode in which the same creative team is in both episodes, which is handy.
Sensitive to sunlight.
You were right. I am a vampire.
Even if you're a vampire, I'll never give up on you.
Got my sister back, and rival teenagers are back to normal.
If Vita was a vampire, she couldn't cross that line.
Well done, Necroline.
The Pink Ranger is still in my power.
Now, I still say that the DJ guy looks like Toku, or not Toku Chris, Geek with Chris.
She just did you a favor. You should be grateful. There is no honor in her ways.
Guys. Of course not.
I know you think you need to do this, but I'm all right. Please let me out.
We're gonna help you, V.
So did they move the circle magically, or did they just erase it and then draw a new one there? Jeez.
The was destroyed. Vita should be fine. She must be under the spell of another vampire.
What if it's Necroline?
Korag would know that.
Nick, Korag seems to be able to contact you whenever he likes. Have you ever tried to contact him?
No.
Why would I try that?
Try.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't work like...
You wish to speak, Red Wizard?
Next time, Chip, you can call him yourself. He's in the Glen.
While you go after Korag, there's something I need to do.
And Chip's disappeared too.
Who's gonna stay with V?
I will.
Claire, she will try everything and anything to get you to release her. You sure you're up for it?
Don't worry, I am a lot smarter than I look. Never mind. I'll be fine, I promise.
Where's Chip?
Probably at the Glen.
You? I was expecting Red Wizard to meet me.
Well, you got yellow.
Well, here's an idea. Why do you fight him?
I did nothing to your friend.
Come on! Lightning kick!
Was he holding on to the wire that he was swinging on for that?
It's dishonorable to defeat a weaker opponent.
True.
What do you know about honor? I'll make you pay for what you did. Magistab!
Excellent. No! I had no idea you had grown so powerful. Now I can destroy you.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
Jim! Are you alright?
If you were looking for the one who turned the pink witch into the vampire...
Witch?
No further than Necroli.
Necroli!
You're lying!
Come, my servant. Come to me.
Ooh.
Come, my servant. Yes.
Claire, please help me. I feel really sick. I mean...
Uh-oh. Oh, that's just mean.
The pink witch back. Defeat Necroli.
Oh, that's a little early in the series for that.
Strong enough to defeat Necroli and get the pink one back then, and only then, have you earned the right to fight me.
We'll play your game.
Oh no. Look.
I knew it.
I'm so sorry, but she got really sick and then she fainted and so...
No need to explain, Claire.
I just thought, what if...
So why is she standing there?
I would never forgive myself. So I just erased a little bit of the circle and she got out.
Well, at least she didn't bite you. She didn't bite you, did she?
No. But she put me in the circle. Please let me out.
You can come out.
Thanks. I better find Udonna.
Still say anyone with half a brain wouldn't have been tricked.
Oh, hi guys. I didn't hear you come in. Gosh, that Vita is... She tried to convince me she was sick, but I... Hey, where did Vita go? What was that half-brain theory?
Oh, no. You just let her out. Wow. Didn't see that coming.
Got to have a chapter on destroying vampires.
Chapter 13. Basically, it's the old stake in heart scenario. Unless we're dealing with the queen of the vampires.
And what does it say about destroying them?
It says you can't.
That's encouraging.
Oh, sweet.
Wait, the Xenotome. That tells us what we need to know when we need to know it. We need to know it now.
Yeah, there's nothing there, though.
Xenotome, how do we destroy the queen of the vampires?
Oh, it does have something.
It must be the only way to defeat Necroli. It says how to make one, but it takes time. And ingredients, I don't know if we can get.
You can't. But I did. We must hurry. There is not much time.
What?
We must make the crystal before...
Before what? Before it's too late? Is that what you're gonna say?
Make no mistake, Rangers. We are in danger of losing one of our own.
Whoa. Oh, snap.
You make the Don
crystal. Oh, she's crying.
We'll find Vita.
No. I'm staying to make the crystal. I owe Vita that much.
You should feel privileged. It's not every girl who gets to serve the Queen of the Vampires.
Yes, mistress.
And being Queen of the Vampires has its advantages. I can move around openly during the day as well as the night. And I am invincible. Yes, you are a lucky, lucky girl.
This actually happens in the Sentai, by the way.
Here, child. Stay in the shadows where it is safe until I allow you to return to your friends. I even have a gift for you to give to me.
Apples?
Purified flakes from a first snow. Hair from a bat's wing. Blood from a ghost vine plant. I'm sounding like a sorcerer.
Chip, you are a sorcerer. Now stir.
How did he drop the snow in there? There was not enough in his hand for it to not be melted.
Oh.
Duh.
She has to be somewhere. I'm not giving up.
No one is, Maddie. No one.
She was a dark blue there for a second.
It is time, Chip.
Ready.
Okay, what is this gonna do? Oh. That was cool.
Maybe she was taken. Maybe she...
We'll find her, Maddie.
Where are they now?
I promise.
Find who? Vida!
Sis, I'm fine. Calm down.
But it's daytime.
I had quite a night, but I'm okay.
It worked.
Ooh.
Well done, Chip.
You won't be needing it. B! Are you alright?
Is she alright? She defeated Nequilai all by herself.
Why didn't no. you
call? We all wanted to help.
I know, but it was my problem. You know me.
Defeating Nequilai by yourself? That must have been quite a battle.
We were a little suspicious before, but she walked all the way home in broad daylight. Not many vampires can do that.
Hail Vida, Vampire Slayer!
Vampire Slayer and Gift Giver.
I'll
get you all a little something.
Love apples.
Thank you. A gift from me to all of you. To my best friends in the whole world. Udana. To the Rangers.
To the Rangers. Rangers.
Wait.
Don't.
Something's wrong. She couldn't have picked these apples. They're not grown in Briarwood.
Picked. I meant picked up at the store.
And what about the pose? You didn't even recognize it.
I recognized it. I've just moved on from it. You know me. I never stick with anything for very long. Now I'm gonna get a complex if none of you eat my gifts.
No! Telling you! This is not Vida!
Chip, now you've got
She's right.
Perfectly
or he's right.
Apples.
Rotten apples.
She's gone. Hold her right there. There's nowhere else to run.
You are so right.
Good servant. Very good servant. Now get them.
Yes, mistress.
Oh. It doesn't explain how she's out in the daytime, though. They're just gonna stand there and let her run to them?
I'm going after Nikolai.
Solid Misto Ranger!
Again, you need to morph people. Why are they so hesitant to morph? Jeez. You know, it's bad enough when they're friends, but if you think about it in the Sentai, she's doing this and it's family, so makes it even more fun.
Turn Vida back.
Never.
Did Chip get the crystal thingy?
I'm just getting warmed up.
Ha! What's that?
Oh, just your run-of-the-mill Dawn Crystal. Magic Staff Crossbow.
Sorry to spoil your plan.
I will not let you harm my queen.
Come on. Get out of the way, V.
Get
him! Korag's gonna do something.
Stop!
to me.
You'll have to blast your friend to get to me. But your heart won't let you, will it, Ranger?
She's right. I can't do it.
Chip, next time, don't save me. Sometimes you have to sacrifice the one in order to save everyone else.
Oh.
You're right. There's no other way.
So he's going to do it anyway. Okay.
I will always remember you, B.
Destroy him, servant. Yes, mistress.
Oh, that worked. Turn around and shoot her. Oh, well. She's got something in her.
V, are you there? Do you remember me? V, take my hand.
Shoot, dude. Now's the time.
No, stop.
Ah, Chip. Oh, it's a clue. It's a clue. Ha! She remembers it now. Well, that's a cool shot. Oh! She moved out of the way.
B is for victory! Vita showed me her sign. Even though she said she wasn't with us anymore, I knew she was.
You tricked me, Pink Wind! You'll pay for that! You have to stop her!
You got it!
Oh, this is new. Ooh. Hey, and she's got her color back. Finally.
You five wizards have shown great power.
Oh, now they're strong enough to take him out. Or to fight him anyway. You know, I am not paying enough attention to realize, is he saying it correctly every time? Oh, her hair's... okay. Yeah, the problem with messing with her hair is that they don't change the hair in the morph sequence.
Let's show them. Ancient power, mystic spell seal.
Dark magic, spell seal.
Oh, this should be interesting. By a little bit.
Say we fight back. We don't give up.
Chip's right. We fight back. We never give up.
Count me in. One for all.
Hey, was this Wild Force again? Oh. What are we doing here? A new power. New code.
What's going on?
Your belief in me has given us a new spell.
Nice.
Battle me.
Ready? Ready. Ha!
Well, weird. I don't know if that's new. I mean, they had wings the whole time. Well, okay. Being able to fly is new. Yes, true. Whoa. That's pretty cool.
We got him.
Yeah. Way to go.
No. What?
No way.
Why is he creaking?
You grow more powerful.
He's not a robot.
Day, but so do I. Our next battle will have a different outcome.
We did it.
Yeah. That just looks like the elevator trick, you know, where you're like behind a couch and just kind of slowly go down. Oh, she's going to come back.
Don't they realize I am invincible? The Queen of Vampires cannot be destroyed, but the Dawn Crystal, that can be destroyed.
Uh-oh. So does that mean she might still be a...
Lily,
vampire?
You know that vampire thing in the store the other day?
Uh-huh.
I was just playing a joke on the guys.
Yeah, I know that. You didn't think I thought you were really a vampire, did you?
Of course not.
I gotta run.
Ooh.
It's not safe to walk alone at night. Something bad could happen to you.
Whoa. What is this? Jeez. Oh, that's gonna mess up those nice boots.
3 months with the humans has softened you.
Oh, Mom.
Mom! Fun!
My daughter.
Oh! Okay. Mom! That's lovely. Okay, so if what's-her-name isn't destroyed, does that mean Vita could still possibly be a vampire? Is that going to come back? I'm confused. Or did it work enough to break the spell? Or maybe she's not going to mess with it because of the fact that she, betrayed her, maybe? Overcame the power for a little bit? I don't know. Anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for our first episode. We'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Petrified Xanda.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Jetix.
Action. Don't show this to anybody.
Vita, it's a secret videography. Now go.
Look, nobody's tougher than me. So, who knows why I'm the Mystic Force Pink Ranger, but my powers are pretty cool. I can transform into anything, blowing evil away.
A brand new season!
Power Rangers Mystic Force!
Premiering Monday night at 7, 6 Central on Toon Disney. Magic that's beyond belief. Now, back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Jetix.
And we're back, and we are going to watch our next episode, which... I don't know why. I just cannot say his name without the accent. It's hard to say Xander. You got to go Xanda. You know, plan Xanda. Anyway. All right, so we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Petrified Xander was the 10th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on April 24th, 2006, written by John Telligen and directed by Andrew Merrifield. Yeah.
Previously on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
It's the map to the Fireheart. The ancients believed it to be the source of tremendous power.
Oh, we're back to this one. She has changed her hair color again.
Lily.
Can somebody help me here?
Afternoon, Lily. You look like a Zeppelin fan. Can I interest you in something?
Whoa!
Nice set, Rudolph.
Zid.
Whoa.
Wow, how do you not notice that?
Xander the Great, big pimple.
Oh, it totally ruins my perfect profile. This Zit is like having an extra nose.
That's it. Maybe the scroll to the Fireheart is like two halves of the same base. Minus the Zit, of course.
Yes! Success!
Oh, is she trying to learn about the thing?
This entire cryptomagnetic puzzle in just under 40 minutes. I should work for the CIA, for the FBI. Or better still, Power Rangers.
Oh.
What did I say?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Why did you freak out with that?
Give him a call.
Give him a call!
Oh, man.
Okay, this time it has to work.
Yeah, and then it hit me.
Tell us.
The mirror was the key. So while Xander was staring at himself, and I was staring at Xander, the answer was staring at
me. Jeez, it's getting bigger than it was in the store already.
What mountain does that look like?
Mount Fuego!
Mount Fuego? Really?
It's working! Look, I finally did something right!
What did you do?
It's a potion I concocted to make sad, dull-looking flowers become perfectly gorgeous.
It's perfection potion.
Right, let's go.
Oh, perfection potion.
I have to split up to cover that much territory.
Hey. Come on, Xander.
Perfection potion.
Oh, don't use one of Claire's potions. Oh.
There must be a way to make sense of this.
Wretched place a home.
If you don't like it, perhaps it's time you went and lived with your father. Oh, that's right. I had him turned into a worm.
Okay.
Point.
What are you working on?
Oh, the Fireheart scroll.
I remember when this first aired, I thought she was the prettiest of the girls on the show. Oh, she heard their idea.
Perfect profile has been restored. I'm back. Xander's back.
This Yay!
Ain't big enough for the three of us. You, me, and your ego. Whoa, look at that.
Ching.
That's definitely the symbol.
You should call the others.
Got it.
You should call the others. You know, call the others. Oh.
Oh. Nasty.
Look.
Look, doors.
Fireheart is close at hand. Those who find it shall rule the land. But take good care, for there is no clue. Is it door number one?
Or door number two?
What do you think we should do?
Yes.
You always have been lucky.
Get it outside.
Now hold on, I want to see what's behind door number two.
Xander!
I, on the other hand, am not so lucky. All right, let's ranger up and show him who's boss.
Yeah, that worked.
Okay, he's boss.
You think?
Hey, no.
Ooh. Oh, that was a reverse footage thing. Wow. That made him blow up.
Power down.
Oh, that got rid of the slime at least.
Let's get the fire hard.
Oh. He's growing tree-ish. Okay. Oh, good job. You got a timer now. You got an hour.
This ancient puzzle is your task at hand. Solve it quickly to receive what's grand. But if you fail this timely chore, the fire heart will be no more. Great, another riddle.
Yeah, you probably should take it back to the root core. Well, I guess maybe if it blows up. Oh. One of them talks? Oh, do they have different levels of them? I'm sure they say Ranger up a lot. Did they say that last season? If they did, it wasn't very often. They seem to say Ranger up instead of Morph now. Oh, is this like a blue head or an orange head? Because you haven't solved it yet.
Sorry, guys. I've never seen a puzzle like this. I don't know where to even begin.
Then none of us do. And we've already lost half an hour.
You still got leaves stuck in your hair from the battle.
Ow! Whoa.
It's nothing, really. I'm just having a little issue.
Oh! Oh. Oh.
Is this funny to you guys?
Oh, come on, Xander. Hey, you always laugh when Claire turns herself into funny stuff.
I'm sure it's just a side effect of your organic powers. It'll go away. Knock on wood.
That was actually pretty good.
Guys, come on. Enough. Leave Xander alone.
Guys, can we focus on something more important, like opening the chest? We're running out of time.
Yeah, you only got like less than 40 minutes. Hey, oh, they did take it to root core, though.
Solve the puzzle?
No, but I think I know who can.
Oh.
Hardest puzzle in the world, huh?
Next to impossible. Can you beat the clock?
Well, I can solve it in less than an hour.
But you have less than that.
Better work.
Hey, don't worry. As soon as he figures it out, we'll create a diversion and slip away with the chest before he can open it. Simple.
Famous last words?
Yeah.
Bam. Still blossoming.
Where'd he get the trench coat and hat?
Look.
Ooh. Some girls like a mossy chest.
Gee, this is serious. I can't be seen like this. If it doesn't go away,
it will in the fall.
Wow, at least they're taking it serious.
Look, you didn't do anything to cause it, so I'm sure it'll fix itself.
I did do something. I sprayed myself with Claire's perfection potion, hoping to fix my nose.
Oh, you should probably go talk to. Oh,
now look at me.
I won't
You should probably go talk to Claire and or Udonna.
The Rangers have found the Fireheart. Lock into its mystical energy and retrieve the treasure. It will be done.
Hey, have you seen Xander?
No. But look, my potion failed. All of those pretty flowers I sprayed died.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Xander.
They actually said died on Power Rangers, by the way.
You shouldn't sneak up on people.
Why isn't he wearing the cape?
I wasn't sneaking. I didn't see you there because, well, I don't know if you noticed this, but you look like a treat.
Thanks for the news flash. I can't be seen in town like this. I look horrible.
Actually, if you ask me, green is your color. Just watch out for termites. Gotcha. Sorry. Hey, you came to the right place. I know all about what it's like to not fit in anywhere. Hey, tell you what, I got an idea. How about you come stay with me? You'll be great. I mean, you know, it's not much, but it's home.
Oh.
So, first a Power Ranger, now a tree. You're really branching out.
With a sense of humor. That's great.
That's actually pretty funny.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, you can't sit around here pining about your past life. You get it? Pining? Because you're a tree.
Man, lots of tree puns. Do you think it means that Xander will die, or do you think it just means it'll wear off and he'll come back and he'll he'll be turned to normal with a giant zit on his nose? Oh, how'd she find them?
I've been looking all over the forest for you.
Here I am, where I fit in.
Claire's working on an antidote for the perfection potion right now.
It's too late. Look at me. I'm so worried about looking perfect. Now, I'll never be able to show my face to anyone. Ever again. Xander the Great's gone for good.
No, he isn't. He's sitting right next to me, feeling sorry for himself. Look, I didn't mean to ride you so hard. It's just that you're always so confident. It's kind of nice to see a human.
Ironically.
So to speak.
How can I be confident now?
Confidence comes from the inside, and your insides are still intact. Xander, you are great. You don't have to be Xander the Great.
Good point.
I guess you're right. I am more than just a pretty face.
Well, give or take.
Come on, let's get you back to normal.
Can't move.
You're taking root.
Oh no. That's no good.
He's starting to drool.
This is the longest hour.
Rangers, there is dark energy heading your way.
You gotta stop it before it gets here. Come on!
Out of my way! Idiot!
We better make this quick.
Okay. Phase two.
Ranger up. I do like the return of regular clothing.
It's not working! Vibes are stiffening! Gonna take a miracle!
Guys!
Hey, Claire!
I've got the antidote!
Quick! My mouth is starting to...
I've got it fast away! Mystic Rain Cloud!
Really? Is it working? Oh, it's
worked.
Wow, that was pretty quick.
It's gone.
It undid a lot quicker than it did.
Thank you. I could not have gone through this without you.
Oh, the pimple's gone.
You spell code.
Guys, we need your help. Hurry.
Let's go.
Guys, wait up.
Aww.
I've got worms.
Ugh.
Yo! Where'd he go? Oh.
He's gonna think it's Xander.
Don't you worry, friend. I'll never leave you.
You guy with the bones.
Over there. Just in time. That bonehead's going after the fire heart. Okay. I'll get it.
Right.
Stop. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, that went well. You know, Xander doesn't use his magic powers as often as you would think he would. Oh, there you go. Ouch. That works. Ooh. Kinda scary looking. Surprised to use this guy. Oh, the boxing gloves, yes. Now, wait a minute.
There's like butterfly, strong as a tree.
Ha ha! This is American footage, I think. Even though these things are from the Sentai.
Now I'm just warming up. Look.
Maybe it was a different episode in the Sentai? Wow, they completely... I think that was all American footage. Or Ranger footage. New Zealand footage.
Knockout.
Yeah, you did it!
Got a new spell code. Check him out. Whoa, we all got it. I guess we can all use it.
Good one, right?
Yeah!
Yay! Uh-oh. 20 seconds. You've got 10 seconds.
This button.
Huh? Push the button. It worked. Holy crud.
Puzzle solver on the face of the planet.
Thanks a lot, Toby.
Wait. What's inside? You gotta tell me.
Toby, if a tree makes a mistake in the forest and a friend comes to help, does the tree learn its lesson?
Oh, a riddle.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna get right on that.
Oh, nice. Working on that one. So what is it? It's a big egg.
An egg?
What?
The Fireheart is an egg?
No ordinary egg, Chip. This is the last dragon egg.
Oh. Now that makes sense for the Dragonheart that I... Not Dragonheart, the Fireheart that I'm aware of from this show. Campbell Cooley was in this! I think I said that too loud. But Campbell Cooley was in this! Sweet! He was the monster, I guess. That's cool. Awesome.
Is that the first time?
I think he was supposed to be in SBD too, but this might have been his first. Cool! Well, that was pretty cool. I don't think Xander's lesson's going to stick with him for long, to be very honest with you. But yeah, that was a pretty cool episode. That makeup, it's like Greg Aronowitz is still sticking around or something. I don't know. That makeup looked pretty convincing. But in any event, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time out, we will be watching another two episodes of Power Rangers Mystic Force. And this time, it is another two-parter. But we'll watch it all in one episode. It's The Gatekeeper. So until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by 2TrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.